It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. New Mexico has made it illegal for private employers to ask about a person's criminal history on an initial job application. Workforce Solutions Secretary Bill McCamley said the new law goes into effect today under oversight of the State Human Rights Bureau. State agencies already leave out criminal history questions on initial employment applications. Private employers are allowed to discuss prior arrests or convictions later in the hiring process. Moving on, there are new updates on the August opening of a new Las Cruces public charter school, Raíces del Saber Chinachli Community School. Emily Guerra talked about this with the school's founding principal, Angela Stock, and with board member and co-founder Irene Oliver Lewis.
It's a very unique school. There is no school like this in New Mexico, actually around the country. The only other two schools are one in California and one in Arizona. And those two schools and this school, the concept of the Raíces curriculum was started by three men. Carlos Aceves is one of the three gentlemen that is helping to start our school here in Las Cruces. What the children will learn is a dual language in Spanish and in English. So by fourth grade, they will be biliterate in Spanish and English, but they will have the enrichment of the Mesoamerican indigenous culture of the Aztecs, the Mayan, and the Nahuatl language, which is indigenous to Mexico.
And Angela, you're the new school principal. Talk to us about your background.
Yes, I'm really excited to be a founding principal of this wonderful school. The opportunity for me to come on board was really dear to my heart. I grew up bilingual. My parents were born in Mexico. My dad was a bracero when he came here. So these roots, I really just meshed with the whole idea, the whole concept. And my undergrad was bilingual education, and then my master's was administration with an emphasis in bilingual. So this is just a great opportunity for me to be sharing my knowledge of what it is to be bilingual, sharing with parents, community, sharing with the students, with my staff, developing processes to get this school up and running and to become successful.
Tell us more about the curriculum of the school. Irene?
Yes. Well, I think it's important for the community to know that a charter school is like all public schools. They think that it's a little bit different, that you pay tuition, you don't. This is a free public school. But the curriculum, the difference in charter schools is that you have usually a thematic aspect that is different from other public schools. And so our curriculum at Raíces incorporates this bilingual, bicultural integration with regular subject area. So at Raíces, you're going to see math, science, language arts integrated in a theory and a strategy of how to have the children's culture and history incorporated in their everyday living. Angela said she grew up, it was from Mexico, and she feels that she is adding to the school because she comes with that personal experience. What we are finding in research is when you incorporate the knowledge and the culture of the student, they see themselves and what they are learning, and they tend to be more successful.
And what about the calendar year? Is it similar to a public school?
Yes, it is. You know, coming from the public schools, actually, we made it to mirror that of the public schools so that parents who have children in the public schools and they want to enroll their children at Raíces can do so and still have the same days off and follow the same calendar.
Talk to us about the staff. You're looking for bilingual teachers right now.
Yes, we are recruiting right now for teachers. We will be needing two kindergarten teachers, a first grade teacher, a part-time special education teacher. We will be needing two instructional assistants and an office manager. So right now we have some applications, but we encourage you, if you have a bilingual endorsement, to please come apply with Raíces. Go to our webpage, raíces.org, and on that page you can find where to submit your application. The school will be located at 2211 North Valley Drive. We'll be holding an orientation, although the school right now is still under remodel, so we can't meet there yet. We will let the public know when it is open. But we will be having a parent orientation coming up on July 2nd. We will let the public know of where the location will be.
Yes, and this orientation will be at 5 p.m. And that's for parents who have already registered as well. For them, if they need any additional information, for them to come in and meet Angela and the staff, and especially for new parents.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Irene Oliver Lewis and Angela Stock at our website, krwg.org.